Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Very well. Very good.
It's good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, I wish the Sox were a better team. I really do. But it's always great to talk to you. I look at what's happened thus far, and honestly, without being crude or rude, it feels like it was planned. It feels like you couldn't be this bad unless you tried.
Oh, it's, you know, it's hard to watch, hard to talk about it, hard to be nice when you can be nice, hard to make sure our people watching our show don't think we are cover anything. We have to talk about it the way it should be, what the fans want to hear. Believe me, it's not easy talk about this every day because it sounds like a broken record, because every night, every day, it seems like the same stuff, you know, same type of game, same type of attitude, same type of the way they go about their business. You know, we keep praying every day, hey, just hopefully it's a better game today. We can talk about it, or we can watch a better baseball game. We continue to be waiting for that date. I mean, obviously, a couple of games, we don't pitch well, but every time we pitch good, offense very struggle, nothing getting going. I never see anything like that. I mean, you can see a few players struggle during the year, you know, I mean, during the particular time. You can see 2-3 guys struggle, but when you see 9 guys struggle, don't even look good at the plate. You know, I mean, it just seems like you're watching a movie day in and day out.
It's a bad movie, Ozzy. It's hard to watch. So let's talk about something that is a little bit more interesting right now. We'll get back to the Sox in a moment. What was it like meeting Bill Belichick, and how long did it take you to ask for him to take a picture with you?
Listen, the first time I met him, I was talking in the entrance of the clubhouse, and he walked with Tony. Tony said hello, introduced me to the man, and I know who he was. Obviously, I know what it was. Like, oh my God, I see this guy a lot. But, you know, I mean, that name, I can still his name. Then I told my kid, and Chuck told me who he was. I told my kids who he was. Then, okay. And he said, you take a picture? I said, nah, not really. I don't have time, I'm afraid. Then we went up to Jerry's suite to watch the game. I want to say hi to Jerry and Tony Shaw. Mr. Belichick show up, and we start talking, I mean, little by little, but my kids said, take a picture with it. I was so afraid or so nervous. I don't know what happened. I'm very outgoing guy, but I was like, and then he was eating. He was taking with nobody. Man, then all of a sudden, I said, man, I got to take a picture before I leave. I have to go to work. Then it's finished up eating. Then, hey, I say, I told Tony, can we take a picture with me, sir? I said, of course. But it was so nice. I thought, like, oh, well, get behind me and we'll take a picture. Get off the chair. Got an opportunity to take a picture. It was outstanding. Then one thing, I don't know. You may only see it on TV. My kid just texts me. Ozzie Jr. texts me like that. He got a smile on his face. I go, and? I said, no, this man never smiled to no one. But it was a great experience. You know, obviously, Tony, it's a lot to do with my influence in baseball, manager, coach, player. Me, one of the best coaches in the history of any sport in the United States. And the man was so nice with me. He was, I don't want to say a dream come true, because I know who it was, obviously. I watch football, obviously, but I'm not into a football NFL that much.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the two of you, great winners, right? And Tony, great winner as well. You know, it says something about being able to win a championship in any sport, and, you know, he's got six of them. I don't think you can look at him as anything other than a great coach, and that's not even counting the ones when he was with the Giants and he was with Parcells and he was putting together game plans to win. Guy's a great coach. You know, it's sad to see what happened this year, but, you know, you can't argue how great the guy is.
It's funny because somebody asked him, what you do in town, you know what I mean? And you say, no, I'm going to see, to visit Tony. And the guy said, you don't have anything better to do? I take the picture, like normal, all of a sudden the picture, it went virus. People was like, wow, you know, look at you out there, you know what I mean? Just, I think, by the way, my son, I take a picture with a few presidents in the United States and Venezuela, and, you know, around Latin America, but my kids say that's the biggest picture you ever take in your life. I'm like, oh, my. No, it you know, man, obviously there's for fan, but I take president, you know, with Obama and take a picture with a lot of people, and my kids say that's the biggest picture you ever take in your life, and maybe the biggest picture you might take in your life. They're like, wow, I even realized. You know, man, I know it was good. Don't get me wrong, but I never thought it was that great of a coach.
Yeah, no, he was absolutely incredible. What? Speaking of coaching, what the hell do the Sox do with guys like Ben Attendi, Andrew Vaughn? Do you have to sit down people, even if they're a high draft pick, if you're paying them money? I mean, what do you do when you can't score a damn run?
You know what? I feel for Pedro, man. Maybe that's the first time.
Yeah.
Because Pedro has his hands tied up. He does, you know what I mean? You can make the lineup. You can try fixing the lineup. You can try thinking about the lineup. You can – but everybody, every day, they respond the same way. They respond the same way. I like the way the lineup was made yesterday, last night. They put Bonnie on the bench just to, hey, you know, relax a little bit. And then now Jimenez up. Now it's, you know, you're going to face a very pretty good, tough – days to make the lineup. To me, shit, he had to play. Then the guy shooting the bat right now, not shooting the bat well at all, is Vonnie. Now he got to play Jimenez. And, you know, I mean, you get in the spot like, man, maybe you don't want to play Jimenez, but he had to. Right. You don't have any choices. That happened in baseball. I say, hey, I don't want to play Jimenez. Shit is better than Jimenez right now. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to do it. I mean, not sometimes, you have to do it most of the time. When the guy's healthy and it's the best hitter you have, you got to play him. But I like the way he did it yesterday. He said, hey, you know what? I got to sit Bonnie down. Whatever excuse you're going to make, like, I want him to have day off. I want him to clear his mind. No, this guy is better than you right now. And you got to move on. And, you know, I mean, this game, you know, you're not thinking with your heart. You can think it with your brain. And it's no hard feelings. You know what I mean? Just, it's something, sometimes you hate to do it, but you don't have any choice.
So when your teams would struggle at the plate, maybe not to this extent, because this is historically bad what the White Sox are doing, having been shut out six times in the first 16 games, they're on a record pace. What can you do besides changing the order of the batting order, changing maybe something here or there? Is it salvageable? Is there anything you can do as a manager, or are you just helpless and waiting for people to get hot?
Well, it's kind of, because no matter what you try, don't it work. I think the only way you can try to protect that guy with a better hitter behind, is you don't have any better hitter behind him. That's the only way you like, okay, I'm going to hit this guy first. I'm going to hit him second because they got to throw, you know, they got to pitch to him because my batting third, he should be the best hitter. But my batting third, produce either. And that's what they happen with the White Sox right now. I don't have to pitch to anybody. At least I have to, because all those guys got the holes, swing the bat early, saying they have any plan. I bet you they will. They have a plan. There's no doubt about it. They have a plan. But when they go to the plate, it seems like they don't have any plan. It seems like swing a bat from the first hitter to the ninth. I always believe, a lot of people say, I'm going to give him a day off. The only way you come out of the slum is playing. But then also, it's a match. I come out of the slum is winning. And right now, I don't see anything go forward to them. You know what I mean? They make a mistake on the defense. They just talk about we're going to have a Gold Glovers everywhere in the lineup. And right now they're not doing that. Pitching has been okay. Relief has been good. Cop has been great. The two kids, they come from Atlanta. I can't figure out the name right now. They throw the ball good. And, you know, they have a couple things out there. You like to see at least a couple pieces out there. But I think offense got to be better. They got to get better about it. They got to move the guy over. We have opportunity early in the season. We got men on second base with no out, like three innings in a row, and we even smell to score that guy. And that helped, you know, that'll help them right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was thinking about it, Ozzy. Like, you know, at one point they got Rios and brought him in, and it was basically they were trying to stop someone else from getting. But then you had Alex Rios, and you had to keep playing him, and he was doing nothing. Is that kind of what's going on with Benintendi? Is that kind of what's going on even with Vaughn? I mean, they're not getting the job done. And I know they were going to rest him for a day, and I know that Pedro said, well, he's, you know, a tick away, a click away, whatever. But, I mean, they're in such a worse situation than you ever were because they're not getting runs from anywhere. And David mentioned it. Like, this is historic futility. Don't they have to intercede?
You know, I'm not saying, you know, Rios was struggled. By the meantime, when we signed Rios, I don't know. I don't have any place to play him.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of hard for me because I had, like, three right fielders, and they had the edge. I think to me, similar when Adam Dunn.
Right.
No, that's managing. Perfect. Yeah. Adam Dunn. My kids hate me. My wife like, why you keep playing that, man? Why you? I said, no, I swear to God. He says, that, to me, I think that's the worst move I make as a manager. I make a lot of bad moves, obviously. But to me, I don't want to play him, but I have to. I mean, Alex Sogans is not taking his walk. He's not hitting for home run. He struggled at the plate. I tried to figure out. I remember Kenny bring kids from the minor league to face him in what it was. I think we was in Colorado, lefty and righty. You know, they did everything we can have in our power. Get this man going. And I keep playing. I don't know. Right now, I look myself in the mirror and say, you were stupid playing that guy. But I have any choices. You know what I mean? I have no choice. I just like, the only way they're going to come out is just hitting. And I have, you know what I mean? Obviously, by then, I have more power than Pedro right now. And Pedro say, hey, I don't want to play these guys. You're playing. What Pedro going to do? You got to play. But I don't think, talent is out there. I don't think they have the talent the way they talk about it. No chance. They have talent to play in the big league. That's the reason to play in the big league. But when you talk about how much talented they are, that's the spring training Pedro talking. How much talent we are, how much good we're going to be. How, you know what I mean? I don't see that happen. I don't see any happening anytime soon. Believe me, hopefully happen today. They win two games today. Little bit, at least you win one game. You show up to the ballpark next day with little bit more hope and enthusiasm. But right now, what time is 8:50, whatever it is, I don't see that happen. I don't know why. I'm not excited about it. And you know me. Hey, we room for them every day. We room for them every day, especially with Chuck. You know, Chuck is bigger White Sox than Southpaw. But it's hurt, man. It hurt. In NBC studio, everybody down there hurt.
Yeah.
I come out in the morning and make him good morning, my people. It's a new day today. But everybody's hurt. Everybody's seeing each other right face to face. Like, what the hell is going to happen now? Why are we going to talk about it? How the producer going to come up with something
right.
good for the show? Good for the show, but also good for the fans. We cannot talk about, oh, wow, you know, tomorrow will be a new day. No, we got to tell the fans the truth. They like it or not. That's our job. And believe me, the poor producers, you know, Jason, all those guys, they have to suffer because to put that show together is not easy.
And Ozzy, as gifted as you are at talking and as much as you know about baseball, that is the challenge about talking about the same type of futility each and every day. Does it remind you of anything, some of the worst teams maybe you were a part of? What is the secret to getting through something like this? They've got 146 games left, and it's April 17th, and that every day it feels like, you know, they're playing two games today, and all you can feel like as a baseball observer is, why? Why are you subjecting us to that kind of punishment?
Well, it's just one thing. I played for a lot of bad teams. Yes, I did. I never lose 100 games in my life. But I did play for, hey, you got to go by yourself. You got to go there, proud yourself. I hit 240 before, but every day my 240 was hard nose 240. I work with Walter Rinha every day. You know what I mean? That's why he appears. We're working on it. We work. You know, yeah, that's a job. You have to work. I did it with Walter Rinha every day. And front of my hitting 350, 50 home run, 100 front RBI, 120 walks. I think he worked with the same coach, same attitude, same approach, everything. I hit 220, 40 RBIs, and no home runs. You know, I mean, it's your talent. Talent will take over. But I'm saying right now, I hear a lot of guys say it's pressure. They put too much pressure on themselves. They might have. Yes, they do. It's not easy, guys. Go to the plate and look up to the scoreboard, and you see one is your first number, or zero. You know what I mean? Like, oh, 190. We got six guys hitting on the 200. Six.
No, it's beyond belief.
If you can try that, I don't think you're going to do it. In the big league, and I see a lot in the big league, guys. I see three or four guys hitting on the 200. How those guys stay in the big league? How those guys still playing? No, it's White Sox, Major League Baseball. You see a few people in the lineup hitting 140, 200, 220. And they still have a job in the big league. What an easy thing. It's a beautiful thing. When you play in the big league, you hit in 220, you still have a job.
See, and I think it's the thing that's so frustrating is that the line they sold us to start the season is they were going to play smart baseball. They were going to play fast. They were going to be able to play better defense. And they were going to, and I know Moncada's out, and I understand Luis Robert, it can't be found. And it's weird to see to go from a 6'2 guy running the outfield to a 5'7 guy. It's just totally different. But they make tons of blunders. It's not like they're playing clean baseball and not hitting. It's not like the whatever line they were selling us has come through. They're kicking the ball around. They're not. Pedro said on Sunday that you feel like if a guy hits the triple, how are you gonna, you know, if you let in the run, you could lose the game. How do you win in that circumstance?
You know, I mean, obviously, we had the three best hitters in the middle lineup. A lot of people, a lot of teams in baseball, when you have the three big guys back-to-back-to-back hitters out in the lineup, it's going to be hard.
Right.
But those guys, they're not their fault. We have a bad at-bat. We play bad defense. You know what I mean? They're not going to score the way they are because those three guys are there. But we sound defensively sound like Pedro say. Where? Ask Smith to play shortstop. You know how? You know what I mean? They talk about like we bring Gold Glove to the team. We don't. The shortstop Schumacher, and with all my respect, they're not a Gold Glover. You know, those guys in the outfield, they're not a Gold Glover. And we praise those guys like well, you know, we're not going to make a mistake. You know, you know what to do. Did you got Sosa playing third base? You got a Vonnie playing first. That's not a Gold Glover player. They're not. Now Maldonado, I don't think Maldonado is a Gold Glover anymore.
No,
he was a good catcher. Well, yeah, I cannot take that away from him because he went before. He went through a lot. But besides that, we don't have a good defense. I don't care what people say. I don't care what Pedro pray. No, and we don't have a great defense. We don't. The only difference we have in the past, it was our third baseman,
yeah,
and our center fielder. But it was our fielders. You know what I mean? Pantera, in center field, and got a third base. Look at the, everybody out, like normal guys with a glove on their hands, and not a gold glovers. And that's what I want you to say. We're going to play better defense. Well, you know, bring different players. You bring the same guys, almost. And I think that's why defense killed them a little bit. It's better don't say anything. Say, hey, listen, guys, we're going to go and play. Let's go play. But then say, oh, we work on it. We're going to be better. We just started this. That's why right now all the organizations, because I think Pedro tell people something he don't have in their hands. He don't. I mean, Pedro try to be the best guy. I don't blame him. I don't blame him to try to make sure the fans. Like we, but also, it don't make any help for him to say, well, we'll be okay. We work on it. We work on it. We what? And I think right now, we just say, you know what, guys? We're going to play 140 games, and we're going to play the best game we can play. We not, you know, I mean, that quick, you're working hard. We're here early every day to work. Now, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, play is the one you're going to make play good for you, or they're going to play bad for you. That's the bottom line.
All right, now it's time for Ozzie's Outlook, brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. What do you see in today's White Sox games? And, of course, the Cubs play tonight. Who you taking?
Right now, the Cubs that are broken last night, but I think I watching the offense against the face, the guy they're going to face, they swing the bat pretty good against them. I like the Cubs today. With the White Sox, I split.
Really?
Split.
Third win of the year.
Yeah, that's success. That's a good day.
I went and played a split because it's hard to win the doubleheader. They're pitching well right now. Waka threw the ball pretty good. I spent a split for White Sox this afternoon.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thank you.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, guys. Have a good one.